Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Angela Thomas is with us. The book is This Psychic Life, a collection of personal stories. There's a story in the book, Angela, about a man who attended his own funeral. Unpack this one for us.
Well, I have to say that was my first time of seeing a full apparition. And, you know, a lot of people report apparitions as, you know, oh, I didn't see the feet, or they were a little clear, you know, they weren't full-bodied. But I had a family friend and a gentleman that, you know, was the grandfather of some friends that I went to school with. And I got to know him, and Richard, one of the things about this man was that he loved cars. So he could tell you the schematics of, you know, all of these cars and models and so on and so forth. So every time that I would go to visit, he talked about cars. So fast forward, I get a phone call that he has passed. So I go to the funeral home for the, you know, the viewing of the body and to pay my last respects. And I did so. And so his stepdaughter said, hey, let's go back in the break room. And back then you could get coffee at a funeral home and you could, vending machines, you could even smoke inside, right? Mm. So we went back into the break room, and this room had windows that faced out into the parking lot. So at one point, I'm standing in front of the window, just kind of gazing out. Beautiful day, by the way, beautiful. And all of a sudden, I see the man, my friend who has died, and I paid my last respects to. He is walking around in the parking lot, and he's checking out the cars. You know, like bending over, looking at the tires and, you know, license right. plates and all this. Okay. So I said, oh, my God. And I heard his stepdaughter's voice, who, by the way, had a Panamanian accent. Mm-hmm. I didn't turn around, but she said, oh, you know, something like, don't worry, Angie. That's his twin brother.
Oh.
And so I just thought, oh, okay. You know, I didn't know he had a twin brother. So several years after that incident, I went out to the Phoenix, Arizona area to visit the stepdaughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, well, how is his twin brother doing? And she said, what are you talking about? And I said, don't you remember you said, don't worry, Angie, it's just his twin brother? And she said, I never said that. Now, he does have a twin sister. But
What the heck? What happened?
He was there. He attended his own, memorial at the funeral home. And I'm sure he went along for the ride to the actual cemetery.
Well, why did his stepdaughter say that then? Why did she say that's his twin?
She didn't say it.
Oh, you misinterpreted?
What happened was that spirits have the ability to mimic anything they want to. So I feel like a spirit used her voice to tell me, don't worry, Angie, it's just his twin brother. Again, I didn't turn around when she said that
to engage
in the conversation. So, yeah, it was, I was absolutely flabbergasted. I had no idea. But to look at this man in the parking lot would be as if I were looking at you walking around in a parking lot. I'm
totally solid.
Full body solid, yes.
Did you happen to notice, was he wearing the same suit that he was decked out in the casket?
No, he was not. He was not.
Are psychics often able to see apparitions, ghosts, spirits, or they're not mutually exclusive. What I'm saying is if you are psychic, are you more likely to see ghosts, apparitions?
Well, I think that there is, that more psychics versus someone that is not has strong abilities. I feel like they have a little bit more ability to see it. But the thing is that most psychics do not walk around seeing spirits. Most of the time, spirits, you can feel their energy, you know they're around, or if you're clairaudient like I am, you may hear them, right? But and when I say hear them, I'm talking about conversation or some words or something like this. But, you know, the average John and Jane Doe out there, I believe, sees spirits most of the time. And I know that sounds odd for me to say that, but I feel like they're thinking that, you know, they're seeing a solid body. And so they're thinking, oh, that's a real person, when in fact it's not a real person. It's a spirit that has appeared as a real person. Now, there is something called energy transfer, which a spirit can lay his or her image over a real person. So if you've ever experienced, Richard, where maybe you're walking down the street or you're inside a building, and suddenly you see somebody that you know has passed on. But mm-hmm. you look and you go, oh my gosh, there's John Doe. And then for a moment, you see the image of John Doe, and then you blink a couple of times, and then you find out, no, that's not John Doe at all. But just for the moment, you see them clearly. And that's when a spirit can lay their energy on top of another living human being.
Ah, is that easier for a spirit to do than to produce a full-on apparition?
I don't know if you would call it easier or not. I believe that, you know, there's got to be enough energy in the room or the air for, let's say, electromagnetic energy for apparition to come into full view. But, you know, an individual has plenty of energy for a spirit to lay his or her image over. You know, what they're doing is they're stepping into the aura of that individual just long enough for somebody to see them.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
I want to ask you about crows. I know there's a story in the book about crows, and I think I told this story on Coast about, very quickly, my wife going to visit a friend's father who had recently lost his wife, and his friend's mother, obviously, passed on. Mm-hmm. So she drove over to the house. They were childhood friends. She had a basket of goodies. She had baked some things for the friend's father, who was elderly and now living alone. So she reached into the trunk to pull out the basket, and all of a sudden she saw this huge crow on the roof of the house, and it was trying to get at this squirrel. And then the next moment she looked up, the crow was gone, and she heard a voice behind her. At the end of the driveway, she turned around, and this gentleman introduced himself and said, "Oh, are you here to see," whatever the gentleman's name was.
Oh,
and
wow.
She was startled. And then she just walked up to the front porch, didn't say anything, put the basket on the front porch, and was going to turn and leave. The man was gone and the crow was back. And I think I'm probably leaving out some details, but I kind of shortened it. But what is, you've got a story about a gathering of crows. There's something going on with these birds, to be sure.
Yeah, you know, spirits, birds are often looked at as spirit messengers. And so I feel like your story about your wife's experience was that of a spirit that got her attention, right? She saw it on the roof and it was going after a squirrel. And then, boom, suddenly you have a man behind her. So I can say that that more than likely was a spirit that, you know, took the body of the crow and then turned around and took the form of a human. And here's the thing. It could have been a neighbor, right? Could have been a neighbor
mm-hmm.
guy.
Right.
And suddenly that spirit takes over that neighbor's body and then he's gone very quickly, or it could be just a spirit that came down and formed as a human being and then vanished again and now reappears as the crow. So, you know, when it comes to paranormal things, things shift in a second, you know. So we may be startled by how quickly things change, but in the paranormal world, that's pretty typical, right? That's pretty
right.
Typical.
So tell me about the gathering of crows in the book.
Well, I have to say that I went over to a particular client's house. She was dying. She was in stage 4 cancer. She was a nurse by profession, so she knew exactly what was going on. And she said, I want one last reading before I leave this earth. And so she had kind of opened up a sliding glass door, you know, to get a little fresh air or a window, whatever it was. And so as I start to read, and I'm just fast-forwarding through the story very quickly, as I'm reading and I would stop, right, as soon as I would pause, these crows, and by the way, these crows came out of nowhere. She had a big tree in the backyard, and it just suddenly flooded with crows. I mean, it was like, you know, how many crows in a 10-mile radius? A lot. And so every time I would pause in the reading, these crows would go absolutely crazy. And I didn't initially say anything to her about the crows. She brought up the crows herself. And then I would start to read, and they would go silent. And when I would pause or say, do you have any questions at this time, these crows would just sound off. And it was an amazing experience. I really do feel that spirits were there to support her. You know what I mean? They were
right
there to support her, and they wanted to make themselves known. Now, that's not the only, that whole incident with those crows there, in and around that time, I remember my front and backyard having just thousands of crows that landed on the property. And yet, none of my neighbors had a crow in it. And as soon as I saw the crows in the yard, I thought, uh-oh, this is a big sign, right? And things did fall, you know, in a negative way shortly after those crows had shown up in my yard. So, and I'm not saying that crows are all bad messengers or anything of that nature, but they are messengers of spirit.
Right. In indigenous cultures, aren't they considered to be kind of tricksters? Or maybe that's the raven I'm confusing. But I don't know. I think of a crow, you know, a flock of crows. We call them a murder of crows. They do seem kind of sinister.
You know, I don't get that from crows. I know that they have a reputation of that. And, you know, a lot of times we see, you know, like scary movies, right, where they show the crow and there's something, you know, in the foreboding or, you know, presentiment of something that's going to happen. But I guess you could connect it to that, but I don't see them as here comes something demonic or every time you see a crow or the gathering of crows that it's going to be horrible. But in my case, with them coming into the yard, I knew just from the feeling of it and the sight of it, you know, it's, I mean, why would those crows not land in my neighbor's yard? In
exactly.
The front yard or the backyard? Why
exactly.
Just mine? So to me, it was saying, heads up, Angela, we're here for a reason.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.